This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to www.accessradiotaranaki.com.
Time to take a deep breath and clear your mind. It's time for a spiritual chat with Love Keras. Listen in now for insight, meaning and more. Love Keras, on now, only on RTFM.
Good morning. You're listening to Love Keras on Access Radio 104.4 FM. And today I am joined by the amazing Corey Haddock. Hello, Corey. How are you doing?
G'day, g'day. I'm doing good.
Excellent. Thanks for joining me today.
Not a problem at all.
Oh, this has been a bit of an adventure. I've known you for a little while now. And
that you have, yeah.
Yeah, we met, oh, how long ago?
Oh, it'll be a couple of years ago.
Well, I've been back in Taranaki for a year and a half.
Okay,
and
so it'll be...
I think you were one of the first friends that I got introduced to on my return.
Yeah, that'd be about right, yeah.
Yeah, and yeah, Corey is an amazing healer, and I've just actually had an amazing meditation session. Thank you for that.
It's, not a problem at all.
I'm still coming back to Earth, I think. My words are everywhere this morning, so please excuse me.
Okay.
So, what are you doing with yourself these days?
What am I doing? Oh, look, I'm a public servant.
Yeah?
So, that's what I'm currently doing.
Okay.
Working for a government agency and do a whole range of things for them, really. So
yeah,
I'm lucky I work from home or I travel.
Oh, that's
so
cool.
So, you know, that's a real blessing. So I do a lot of monitoring and a lot of oversight of organisations that government agency funds. And apart from that, I've, you know, got my little place in Eltham. And,
yeah.
And Ted the dog, of course.
Oh, Ted's awesome. I love Ted.
Yeah. And so, so just lingering around there and, you know, and probably enjoying the life as a bit of a druid hermit, actually.
Tends to be what
I'm doing more than anything else.
It's actually quite a good space to be, There's lots of people I know, especially along the, in the spiritual field, who have taken a few steps back and... just enjoying their life and enjoying the peace.
Yeah. Well, just a bit of freedom and you know, time for yourself is really important.
It is.
I don't realise how much I'd enjoy living by myself, but
yeah.
I'm not sure I could, you know, be living with people again, actually, after the sort of 2.5 years of living alone.
Yeah, I get that. I feel that. It's like, even though, you know, you might be in a safe space and all that, when you're living with other beings, it's that noise, it's that constant noise inside the head that interrupts your thought processes.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the place that I live in is, you know, it's quite an active place, so there's beings in and out of it regularly. But I guess it's the human beings that tend to be the real challenge.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, I've got a beautiful, he's nine now, he's turned nine, so I've got a beautiful 9-year-old child, although he is a blessing. There's certain things that I think, oh, I need to do something now, and I just start doing, and you hear, Mom, I need you.
Yeah. Well, I have a 19-year-old, so, you know, the sunshine of my life is my beautiful Amelia Rose.
Yes.
And even at 19, it's like that, you know. So, you know, she happily lives with her mum and is studying nursing and doing her thing there, but... you know, still is regularly sort of connecting back in with Dad to,
yes,
you know, either tap the bank of Dad.
Well, yes,
or,
yes.
You know, or the knowledge and expertise that, you know, Dad brings to the world. So
excellent, yes. They grow up so fast, eh?
Oh, too fast, right? I was one of the great things. I delivered her. I was the first thing she seen. I was the first voice she heard. And it was like, it feels like it was yesterday.
Yeah.
And, you know, and so much has changed and... you know, it's great to see them growing into amazing little beings.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I've got a 20, she'd be 22 now, my daughter. And, yeah, I missed a few years of her life when we went back to the UK. And we're back in Taranaki now and we're just starting to that bonding process all over again. And, yeah, they grew up in... how dare they grow up into their own human beings?
Oh, I know. But isn't it... it's such a joy when you see them, you know, reach out into the world. And, you know, I remember, you know, we did a road trip reasonably recently. And, you know, I don't talk spirituality a lot with Amelia. But I sort of started chatting to her about it. And she came back and said, oh, you're talking about this. And I said, yeah, I am. How do you know? And she's like, oh, I don't know. I just know Dad. And I realised, actually, this 19-year-old has a whole lot more spiritual awareness than I definitely had at that age.
Yeah.
And she's clearly, on her journey doing her thing. And so, just take a step back, Dad, and, let her get on and do her thing. So,
but you'd be amazed how much they do actually pick up just from being around us and seeing us do what we do and what the outcomes are. Hopefully that opens up their mindset without even realising, that they've not been squashed in a box.
Mm.
The mindset is such an open space.
And, the beings that are coming through now, the children that are being born onto the earth, their insight and awareness is huge. And I think, that's one, it makes my heart sing.
Yes.
So regularly, you meet these very aware and insightful young people that, will I think help reshape the earth plane and, take us to the level, next level that we need to go to.
And that's what it's all about. It's not, we're not going to be here forever. We're not going to be able to spread that word. So it's about the new generation coming through that's going to carry that torch, eh?
Aye. Yeah, very much so.
Yes. Awesome. So that's a little introduction. And now we're going to play a song.
Fear the unknown, 'cause I know what I am here for. I keep on trotting on my own path, keep on learning from my present and past, yeah. When I no longer need validation, 'cause my story is long and I'm patient. I know that I have lessons to learn, keep my eyes open each step I earn, yeah. No need for me to feel alone, 'cause I got a place that I call home. Every single road travel, every single new place, I come back home, they accept me with grace, yeah. When I know that I was meant to be here, and I know that I was born into fear, but I will stand tall in the lion's den, 'cause I know in my heart I am one of them. That there lies in the facets of everything that we see, that are telling us to be scared, when all we ever are is free. I'm letting go of the things that don't serve me no more, 'cause I am holy and sacred and righteous and true, and I deserve to be here, and so do you. Said I deserve to be here. But I'm in a constant transition, constantly changing vision. Story never certain, there is always a revision to be made. When I think about the demons I have slayed, I am not afraid of confrontation in vain. To the people that seek evil, not as peaceful as I look. What a warrior at heart, so precaution must be took. What I'm trying to give in to the lessons that will soften my ways and means of changing, 'cause I talk to spirit often. Tell me to stay sharp, tell me to stay present, tell me to ignore the fools and focus on the sin. Well, I said I will starve my ego and I will remain strong. I will make mistakes and I will often be wrong. When I'm perfectly imperfect and I'm only here to learn, and all the evil on the path gets burned. I said I'm perfectly imperfect and I'm only here to learn, and all the evil on the path gets burned. That there lies in the facets of everything that we see, that are telling us to be scared, when all we ever are is free. I'm letting go of the things that don't serve me no more, 'cause I am holy and sacred and righteous and true, and I deserve to be here, and so do you. Precious.
pressure always come from the outside. Try not to let it in where I reside. Well, this is my heart, my home, my choice, my love, my life, my path, my voice. Yeah. Well, I feel my heart grow with each step. Stand firm in where the path goes next. Well, I know that where it goes is where I need to be. The more lessons rain down, more blessings I see. Yeah. There are lies in the facets of everything that we see that are telling us to be scared when all we ever are is free. I'm letting go of the things that don't serve me no more, cause I am holy and sacred and righteous and true, and I deserve to be here, and so do you.
Oh, that was a lovely song by Satsang, I Am. Corey, what's your thoughts on that song? Why was that song so special?
Oh, look, for me, I think it really much defines your journey in life.
Mm.
And just how much outside influence can, you know, make you interpret your environment and situation.
100%.
And then also how important, I guess, it is, one is to constantly, you know, reconnect with yourself and understand, you know, the magic that you bring to the world. You know, everyone brings magic to the world.
Yeah.
And, you know, one of the great things about magic is once you see it, you just continue to see more and more of it. And I think...
And it's like riding a bike, eh? Once you know what magic is, you cannot unlearn it.
No, very much so. And I mean, I guess it's similar to doing healing work and energy work is, you know, once that connection's made,
mm-hmm.
you know, source, you know, with your guides, I mean, however you want to define it, you know, just locks in, you know, every time and away you go, and it gets bigger and stronger and grows. And, you know, to me, I always talk to people and say, you know, it's like a muscle.
It is.
You know, when you go to the gym and you exercise a muscle, the more you exercise it, the stronger it gets. And, you know, connecting with spirit, you know, source, your guides, you know, however, higher self, however you want to define it. You know, it is a muscle, and it's something that, you know, you make it a part of your daily practice, it just becomes where, you become connected all the time.
You do. And also, there's a lot of people, there's one thing that I try to introduce people to is the concept that we are magnetic as well, and that what you feed your mind is what it becomes. So we have to be careful when we mirror others. You find that you meet up with people and you have the conversation, and the next minute you're thinking their thoughts, you're doing what they do, and there's the thought of your own thoughts goes out of the window, and you start acting in a certain way, and realizing not until you walk away, it's like, oh, that's not like me. Where did that come from?
Yeah, it's interesting when you hear someone else come out of your mouth, right?
Yeah.
And that's why that constant reconnection with yourself, and that, you know, is this who I really am?
Yeah.
You know, where has this come from? Is this something that has been, you know, indoctrinated into me through family or through community or education?
Yeah.
And is this what I truly believe?
Absolutely.
And it's funny, you know, when you get to that point and you realise that you are saying things that you no longer believe, one is it's a really humbling experience.
Yeah.
But also then there's that joy of then, if I don't believe that, what do I actually believe?
Yeah.
And I've had that happen to me, you know, a number of times in, you know, during my journey, during my, you know, experience. And, you know, I guess the pleasure of being able to start again.
Yes.
And to, you know, people talk about drawing a line in the sand and saying, you know, this is where I was, this is who I was. You know, now it's a journey to actually find out, you know, where is that new me?
Absolutely. I mean, from my personal experience, I've had the pleasure of starting again from scratch many times. And the one thing that I have noticed is the only time things go wrong is when I allow other people's opinions to encroach into my life. So, for example, if you're with a partner who's constantly on the negative stick, And it's like, oh, well, I haven't got this, I haven't got that, I need money to do this, I need to be able to, yeah, before this happens, I have to have this. And you find yourself that you are automatically drawn into that world and you start thinking, oh, well, I can't do this because I haven't got that. But when you've got reflection and hindsight of, wow, well, how come my life always fell into place before I allowed those words to infiltrate my thoughts? And it's an incredible mind-opening and mind-blowing opportunity.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's easy to fall into that low vibration resonance, yeah. You know, fear, you know, anger, you know, resentment, you know, and a lot of times it's directed towards, you know, others or community, or, you know, it comes back to yourself. And, you know, I think one of the greatest lessons I learned in life is that, you know, I have no influence over other people.
Yes.
You know, the only influence I actually have is over myself.
And absolutely.
A lot of times you find yourself in situations that, you know, aren't directly of your doing.
Yeah.
But, you know, how you respond and how you perceive things very much impacts on the outcome of those.
It does. It totally does. Thank you. Yeah, thank you for that song. That's really interesting.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I love the way the songs also connect with the feelings and the words as well. I find myself drawn into music for that behaviour, whatever's going on at the moment. It reflects in the songs I like listening to.
Oh, definitely. And one of the things I love is, like, I travel for my work, and so, you know, I'm always listening to music in the car, and I love it when Spirit sends you a message through a song.
Oh, yes!
And, you know, all of a sudden you realise that, you're being talked to, right?
Yeah.
You know, it's coming through your radio or, you know, through the speakers in your car, and you realise that the message in that song is for you.
Yeah.
And it just, you know, and the lifting experience that you feel, the resonance and vibration that comes out of the heart. You know, it's just so magical.
It is. I actually purposely do that. I've got a Spotify account.
Right.
And I've got certain songs that I've purposely chosen. But then I hit shuffle and AI shuffle, and I say, right, universe, you're the DJ, tell me what I need to know. And I'm singing along and all these songs come through and I'm like, okay, I get it now.
Yeah. Oh, and like, oh, look, singing in the car is a great thing, right? Because no one can hear you. I mean, it's a great way of releasing things. It's a great way of, you know, just connecting back with yourself.
Yeah.
Because it's all vibration.
It is.
It's all frequency. And so, you know, it's pouring out of you, and yeah.
And there's a saying, you know, that am I happy because I sing, or do I sing because I'm happy? It's a crazy connection, but it's true.
Yeah. Oh, look, singing is, you know, and I mean, it's, you know, I would never sing in public. You know,
yeah.
It's probably a confidence thing. You know, I'm happy to speak in public and all that sort of thing, but singing is probably a point too far. But, you know, one of the great things about song and music in general is that it does help shift moods.
It really does help
shift vibration. You know, if you're in a funk, you'll have something that'll, you know, that comes along that'll really spark you up. Or, you know, if you're going through an emotional time, you know, like through, you know, sort of, you know, separation or a disconnection, you can have a music that really helps you lean into that, right?
Yes.
And, you know, and just embrace those feelings of, you know, where you are at the, you know, at that time and space.
Yes, absolutely. Mind you, I'm far more confident singing in public than I am speaking in public, which sounds weird. Maybe it's a couple of beers beforehand that gives me the Dutch courage, but
yeah,
give me a karaoke microphone and you've got a treble dragging that off me.
Oh, yeah, there you go. You see, well, see, I've always, like, you know, even from a young age, you know, from, I think, like, standard four, I won, this, you know, the school speech competition.
Yes.
And so, you know, getting up and speaking in front of groups of people never really bothered me. And then, you know, like, I've been a failed politician, and, you know, I've had employment, you know, jobs in the past where, you know, one of my primary roles was going out and promoting, you know, the work that we did in social services. You know, spent a long time working in homelessness, and going out and you know, talking to corporates and to government agencies and to, you know, politicians and stuff about the issue of homelessness.
Yes.
And, you know, just being able to express that. And I, you know, to me it's another spiritual experience, because When you speak to people, if you grab the heart, the head will follow.
Yeah.
And so it's about creating that personal connection with someone. You know, you make them have a, you know, what I call a heart reaction.
Yeah.
And then what would normally happen is the head would follow and then the wallet would follow,
Yeah.
And, you know, you'd get the financial support or sponsorship that, you know, we needed at the time.
Well, for me, doing this radio show has been a huge expansion of my comfort zone, and I am so grateful that my friends are actually backing me up on this concept. So, yeah, I can understand now being one-on-one is opening your heart and opening your soul.
Yeah.
It's an amazing experience.
Well, it's using the different brains, eh? You know, because like so often people think we have one brain in our body, and it's, you know, I believe we have three. You know, we have the one in our head, and I think that one lies to us and miscommunicates to us. But, you know, we have a heart, and, you know, we have a brain in our heart, and we have a brain in our tummy.
Yeah.
And, you know, those ones, you know, those two bottom ones, they don't lie to you. You know, your heart will always tell you the truth, and your gut does as well.
It certainly does. You know, like
my stomach has told me things well before, you know, events have actually happened, and you know, this doesn't feel right. And, you know, when those instincts kick in, you know, the importance is the whole thing of actually then saying why, you know, and just knowing that what it's saying to you is correct.
That's a great way of putting it. I love that.
Thank you.
So what are you doing? So you offer yourself services?
Yeah. So I run a little clinic out of the back of my place in Eltham.
Yeah.
And I do a sort of a whole array of things, really. So in the early 2000s, I worked with a guy called Bruce Hume. He taught me about spiritual healing and energy work. And so I've done that off and on. I have been lucky and blessed enough to learn Reiki from Linda.
Yes, Northcott. Yes.
And I think you've had Linda on.
Yeah, Linda was on here a few weeks ago.
And so I'm currently at level 3 Reiki, and I'm in my final stages of becoming a Reiki teacher.
Yeah.
So that's been good. But as you experienced today, I do guided meditation work.
Yeah.
I do massage. I do energy work. I do talk therapy as well. A part of my formal education was in regards to working with people who experience violence and trauma. So I've done a lot of talk therapy, and so I include that in what I do. I do readings.
Yes.
You know, I will, you know, source will speak through me when it's appropriate. So it's very much, it's an individualised approach is probably the easiest way to describe it. So it's about, you know, what comes through at the time and what I'm guided to do.
Yeah, there's no menu, it's just what it is.
Yeah, very much so. And what I've found is that when I've tried to predetermine it, Spirit makes sure it's like, no, that's not what you're here to do, do this.
They're good like that, eh?
Yeah, it's great.
Awesome, thank you, Corey. That's a lovely little icing on the cake, I suppose, what you call it.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, let's have another song, eh?
Okay.
Right, so now we are going to listen to Arrested Development, and this is Mr. Wendell.
Have a dollar. In fact, no, brother man, here, have two. $2 means a snack for me, but it means a big deal to you. Be strong, serve God only. Know that if you do, beautiful heaven awaits. Asked to pull my rope for the first time. I saw a man with no clothes, no money, no plate, Mr. Wendell. Asked his name. No one ever knew his name, cause he's a no one. Never thought twice about spending on an old bum until I had the chance to really get to know one. Now that I know him, to give him money isn't charity. He gives me some knowledge, I buy him some shoes. And to think blacks spend all their money on big colleges, still most of y'all come out confused. Go ahead, Mr. Wendell. Go ahead, Mr. Wynn. Mr. Wendell has freedom, a free that you and I think is dumb.
free to be without the worries of a quick to diss society. For Mr. Window's a bum. His only worries are sickness and an occasional harassment by the police in their chase. Uncivilized, we call him, but I just saw him eat off the food we waste. Civilization, are we really civilized? Yes or no? Who are we to judge when thousands of innocent men could be brutally enslaved or killed over a racist grudge? Mr. Window has tried to warn us about our ways, but we don't hear him talk. Is it his fault when we've gone too far? And we got too far, cause on him we walk. Mr. Window, a man, a human in flesh, but not by law. I bid you dignity to stand with pride. Realize that all in all, you stand tall. Go ahead, Mr. Window.
And you're listening to Love Keris on Access Radio Taranaki 104.4 FM. And you've got me talking with Corey, and we've just listened to Arrested Development, Mr. Wandel. So that was, I thought I didn't know that song, but as soon as it started playing, I was, yay.
Yeah, look, it's an oldie, but a goodie, eh?
It is, totally.
And I chose it because it's a, so musically, it introduced me to a whole different type of music.
Yeah.
You know, being a good boy from the Necky, big into my heavy metal, big into like local punk stuff like Sticky Filth You know, the Nod and that sort of thing. And so then I think being like 15 or 16 and being introduced to Arrested Development and just that whole, you know, that rhythm and harmony and stuff that goes with it, just opened, you know, I guess opened me up to a whole different genre of music. But also, I guess it just gave me a different, you know, if you listen to the words, it's a different perspective on the world and very much, you know, how we see things and how we... We sit and judge in people and how they are and who they are. And, you know, so for the first time, you know, I listened to something that actually made me stop and think and just, and, you know, we used to have a guy who was probably the only homeless guy that was in New Plymouth in the 80s and 90s, and he used to live in a cave up in Pukekura Park. And, you know, it made me just think of him and, you know, there's always this interpretation that people choose that lifestyle and they don't.
Nobody chooses that lifestyle.
Exactly. It's about, you know, circumstances and, you know, that, you know, lead them to that, you know, living that part of their life.
Absolutely. There may be circumstances that's pushed them into that lifestyle, but I don't think that lifestyle is ever a choice.
No. It's about lack of choice, actually. Yeah, lack of choice and lack of options. And, you know, sadly, I think more and more now we are seeing... You know, the homeless population, you know, even locally has grown significantly in the last sort of 12 to 18 months and around the country. And, you know,
not just here either, unfortunately.
No, right around the world.
Yeah. Well, sending love to everybody who was in that situation at this moment in time.
Right.
And, yeah. Right, so now we've come into the part where we do a collective card reading. And whoever's listening today, I hope you can resonate with whatever comes out. So, yep, I'm going to be using my deck of cards, Peace of Mind, an intuitive healing oracle. And this is a connection with your soul, is the best way I can describe it. If your soul could speak to you, well, it does speak to you, but if you could hear it, as in words and thoughts, just like I'm talking to you right now, this is what your soul wants you to know. So I'm going to have a shuffle and see what pops out. Corey, are you going to join me today?
I am. So I'm using Kyle Gray's Angel Guide Oracle. And so I use these cards daily. I do a single card pull with these. And then I also do a card pull with the Buddhist reading cards.
Oh, nice.
And those are cards that I had for a couple of years. They sat on my shelf. I never used them. And then about sort of 6 months ago, they sort of yelled out to me. And I've been using them daily ever since.
Awesome. Right, what have we got? Oh, look, that one's... Ooh, fun. Do you know, I love the way that these cards just come out and they literally repeat what we've just been saying. So I've got a card called Find Your Voice. And this card is all about speaking your mind, speaking your truth. But sometimes we've got to discover that truth for ourselves, because our inner being is silent, but our words may not be applicable for that moment in time because you're scared of who is listening.
And interestingly, what's just popped out for mine is power and intention.
Oh, I love it.
And I think so there's very much a strong connection there, right? So,
there is totally a strong connection.
Yeah, and I mean, there is power in, you know, in intention, and there's, you know, intention and power as well. Yeah, so I think that aligns these cards really well, doesn't it?
It really does.
Power of intention, or power and intention.
Oh, there was another card that popped up for me. Human being.
There you go.
Yes.
And we talked about those human beings earlier, didn't we?
We did. And what I love about being human is reminding ourselves that that's all we are. We're a spiritual being having a human experience.
Right.
Driving this meat wagon around the country.
Yeah. And it's funny, you know, it's an interesting one to reflect on. I know it's when I'm out, you know, I walk Ted on a daily basis, and, you know, it's actually one of the things I reflect on when I'm walking him. You know, I'm walking down the street just thinking, oh, my God, this is just this giant simulation.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? And here I am in this, you know, driving this meat pack.
Yes.
You know, as a spiritual being having an interesting experience.
A lot of people look at me twice when I describe it that way, especially because, you know, I'm a body worker, so I literally work with bodies on a daily basis usually. And it's just a machine. It's just a machine, and people get so upset about their machine. So
yeah.
if you were driving down the road and you crashed your car and you had a bit, you know, you got a bit of a scar on the side, you don't criticise your car every day.
No.
Saying, oh, my God, that bloody scar on my car. Oh, my God, it's driving me nuts. My car is no longer suitable for its requirements.
Yeah.
Why do we do that with our human bodies?
I think because we are marketed to.
Yeah.
And we're told to. You know, it's interesting when I went through formal education and did a degree in health science, and I never understood anatomy and physiology until someone described it to me as a machine.
Yeah.
And as a, you know, like I'm a fabricator by trade, and so as soon as someone said it's a machine and there's hydraulics and there's electrics and
yeah.
there's, you know, moving parts and that sort of thing, I understood, and you know, it took me three goes at passing anatomy and physiology, and and thankfully, I did. I got 51% my third time round, which got me through.
Yeah.
And, but, you know, as soon as I realised that it's just the machine, you know, doing what it's doing, it became very much easier to understand. I mean, the Greek and the Latin words that went with the body,
yeah.
they were a bit harder to learn, but, you know, but I get the mechanics and the mechanism of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Became a whole lot easier when I just interpreted it and seen it in a different way.
I was very accident prone as a child. I broke both my legs. I spent 6 months in plaster for each leg, okay? And there's a story related to this which has always stuck with me, okay?
Yeah.
So the second time I broke it, I was 15. My fault. I got knocked over by a car. I got absolutely steaming drunk and I went across the road. I can't even remember where the road was, let alone where the car was coming from. And I spent, again, 6 months in a wheelchair. Not because I needed a wheelchair, but because it was easier to get around.
Yeah.
And I remember going somewhere with Mum, you know, oh, let's get Keris out of the house now. Let's go and find a market. I think it was a garage sale or a car boot sale or something. And she was pushing me around in the wheelchair. And somebody she knew stopped and was talking, right? And the lady put her hand on my shoulder, looked straight my mum in the eye and said, "Oh, poor Dab, how is she? Oh, bless her, is she okay?"
Yeah, like you were deaf and blind and dumb all of a sudden.
My mum just turned around, she said, "She's got a broken leg, she's fine. Why don't you ask her herself, yeah?" And that's the connection, is why do people, just because their physical being is slightly tarnished, why do they think that the brain is automatically tarnished too?
Well, you know, and like, well, why was someone that's been, you know, ends up on the streets?
Yeah.
You know, living in their car, why are they looked down upon and criticised?
Yes.
Purely because of their circumstances.
Exactly. You know, another good example. Yeah, so, that was very cool connections there about speaking our minds, hearing our voices, and allowing ourselves to just be in whatever shape or form, in whatever state that we find ourselves.
Mm.
And, yeah.
And sitting with that value and the power of intention.
Absolutely. Yeah. We can be whatever we want to be.
Damn straight.
The only thing I have to say is you have to have your hand out. Expectations.
Yeah.
If you go through life with your hands in your pockets and deny yourself the opportunity to receive, you will never receive.
Yeah. We need to tell the universe what you want, right?
Exactly.
So that is about putting your hand out.
It is.
Set the intention.
You have to set the intention. You have to, I like to be delusionally, you know, delusionally so.
Oh, definitely.
I expect nothing but the best to come my way.
Yeah.
For the greatest good of all concern.
Definitely, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I started life as a welder.
Yeah.
You know, I've gone on and done things I'd never expected myself to do. But through setting those intentions and saying, I can actually do that.
Yeah.
You know, here I sit.
See, going back to other people's thought patterns, I went through life, so I left school at 15 because my mum said, oh, well, there's no point in carrying on your education. You're never going to amount to much. Just go and get a job in a factory. Just go and get a job doing this, that, the other, as long as you're bringing home money. You know, you've got to earn a living.
Yeah.
And I did that because I never knew any different, okay? And then fast forward now, 30 years, I went back home for a little while. And as a trained massage therapist, as a self-employed person for over 20 years, okay, I went back home and I tried to set up shop again. Unfortunately, it was during COVID, so there was a slight problem there. Yeah,
little hiccup.
But you know what? The first thing everybody turned around and said to me, just go and get a job in a factory or something. And I'm like, you have got no idea what my life experience has been like for the last 20 years. And you want me to drop all that and go and get a job in a factory or stacking shelves. Not that there's anything wrong with that way of life.
Not at all. If that's what you want to do, then that's all good.
Yeah.
But it's that whole thing around having expectations for yourself.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And know that you can achieve more. You can achieve as much as you believe.
If you don't believe in yourself, how is it going to become possible?
Well, whether you can do it or you can't do it, doesn't matter. If you think you can't, you never will.
Exactly. I've got a thing on my wall. It's from, oh my God, I can't remember his name, but if you think you can or if you think you cannot, Either way, you're right.
Aye.
Absolutely perfect.
Yeah, beautiful.
And with that, I think we're well overdue for another song now.
Definitely.
Right, so we've chosen Love Your Ways by Sam and Ella Dubb.
Yeah, great Kiwi band. And just a beautiful message, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think, you know, just the perfect song to end this on.
Excellent.
And just, you know, sending it out to everybody. You know, just love your way. Love being who you are. Because that's all you have to do. You don't have to be anything else. Just be who you are.
Yes.
And let that shine.
And those who mind don't matter. And those who matter don't mind.
Exactly.
Perfect. Enjoy.
Farewell.
And that was Salmonella Dub and Love Your Ways. You're listening to Love Keres on Access Radio Taranaki 104.4 FM. And we are still chatting with Corey, and I'm really enjoying this conversation. In fact, I want to continue where we've just left off.
Let's do that. Especially love the horns and the trumpets in that song.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, they just move you right.
They do, totally. They just hit you at the spot. And talking about hit you at the spot, okay, continuing with the theme of this topic, okay, it seems to be love yourself, doesn't it?
Totally.
It's all about connecting with yourself and inner being, okay? So if somebody out there now is, all right, they're sitting on a desert island, they've got nobody else to talk to or nobody else that they can connect with and chat these things through one-on-one, okay? How would you recommend that they could connect into their inner being, into themselves?
Wow, big question.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah, definitely. Look, I think it's about starting small.
Yeah.
You know, so for me, when I started this journey to reconnect with myself, which was about sort of 2018, 2019, I started off meditating 5 minutes a day.
Yeah.
And so really short, really small. And so I just started that reconnection with who I am and what I am. And where I started was actually I imagined a golden cloud in front of my face.
Yeah.
And every time I breathed in, that golden cloud went in my nose, down into my lungs, into my heart.
Yeah.
And so every breath in, that cloud of golden light was, you know, entered into my heart area and grew bigger and bigger and bigger.
Yeah.
And so within 5 minutes, I was sitting in a golden bubble of light.
Nice.
And so that's how it started with me. And very much it's a daily practice.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, for me now, it's I'm up at sort of 4 or 4:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
But that's because, you know, I'm an early riser and I love the morning. And then I'm...
And when you do connect with spirit, they get used to the times that you you like to link in, eh?
And perish the thought you go to bed at, say, 11 o'clock, because at 4:30 they're doing the old, what are you doing? Come on, it's time to get up.
Wake up!
Poke, poke, poke. And then I'm very much into my healing space, which is the back of my house. And I'll spend maybe an hour and a half in meditation. I'm big on movement. And so I do, I've got five basic movements that I've picked up from Tai Chi that I'll then do. And so that's another sort of 15 minutes. Cleanse with water, you know, i.e. have a shower.
Yeah.
Always finish a shower with a cold shower. And I do it until my heart sort of goes, ah. So, you know, that can be from a minute to a minute and a half.
Yeah.
But it's very invigorating and brings me back into myself. You don't have to be extreme. You don't have to make complete and significant changes. It's little steps.
Yeah.
The other one is letting go of judgment.
Yes.
One of the things I learned is you'll never grow insight into yourself if you look at other people.
Yeah.
You know, your spiritual journey is an internal one. It's not an external one.
Totally is.
So you can read books. You can listen to people on radio. You can go to workshops and retreats, but the experience is your own.
Yeah.
And so just because what someone else is experiencing is different to yours, that doesn't mean that you're not spiritual, you're not growing and you're not changing.
And that is the important thing to remember. There is no right and wrong way. There is no one way. There's the way that feels comfortable for you.
Yeah. Yeah, and so often people say, oh, you need to do this and you need to do that. No, you don't. You don't need to do anything. Again, listen to that heart. Listen to your tummy. You know, they'll tell you if something feels right. And if it doesn't feel right, let it go and let it move on and know that the universe is going to send you something else or send you someone else to help with that awareness and help with that growth.
And for me, my major awakening came through producing the cards. I was at a stage in my life where I was literally on that desert island.
Yeah.
You know, and I searched high and low for answers, but it wasn't coming physically. It had to come through spiritually. And I've been gifted with the gift of being able to draw, being able to paint, be able to get my creations out on paper in a visual sense. So my guides came to me at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
I mean, there was times where, so I'd put my son to bed, my husband would be flat out sleeping upstairs, and I'd be drawing stupid o'clock, you know, going right the way through the night. In fact, I'd be hearing him getting up for work in the morning, and I'm like, oh shit, I haven't gone to bed yet.
Yeah, we've got time gone.
And it just blurs into non-existence. But it's all about getting your creative energies flowing and allowing whatever's going to come through to come through, and understanding that sometimes it doesn't make sense at the time. It's on reflection that you look back and say, I got it now.
Yeah, so often. And the big thing is about trusting yourself.
Oh, yeah.
And just, you know, believe in yourself and believe in who you are, because, you know, that creates that genuineness. And, you know, it's quite interesting when I talk to people in my previous life, you know, like with politics and that sort of thing, and when I talk to them that, you know, about my spiritual journey, you know, there's this misconception around what happens when you start a spiritual journey.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like all of a sudden life becomes, you know, a bed of roses and amazing things happen. And the reality is life just continues to be as it is, right?
Yeah.
You get the good, the bad, the ugly and the sad.
Yes.
They're all there. And what changed for me is how I responded and reacted.
Perception.
And I stopped finding, you know, external validation. I used to really get that in the work that I did, and, you know, like I said, politics and that sort of stuff. And one day I remember having this realisation, and I was in a work meeting, and I had this realisation that it didn't matter, you know, that I wasn't getting that, you know, that validation that comes from the people that I was working with. And,
yeah.
You know, it'd be, you know, you didn't get the pay rise, you didn't get the promotion, you know, you didn't get put on the big project. And it used to really offend me, and I would, and I'm verbal, so I'd tell people what I thought and how I felt. And then I realised that, you know, it's because I was constantly seeking that external validation from other people and other situations. And when I found that I could just sit with myself and sit in that joy and realise that, you know, what people think about you actually is none of your business.
Yeah.
And it isn't important, because that's their perception around
and
who you
people
are.
People can only see from their point of view.
Exactly. And you know what? You can't change that.
Uh-huh.
And that's, you know, that's a really hard lesson to learn, that you can't change other people. You can only change yourself. And when you change yourself, what you do is you role model it, and people can see that. Then they will change, but they have to change themselves.
Yes.
Through themselves.
I know I trigger people. I hugely trigger people, because I speak the truth.
Yeah.
I've got no filter. I just let it come out, and it's what people need to hear at that time to make life changes.
Yeah.
But again, that's all if you choose to be that, if you choose to take that.
Yeah. And I'm someone that triggers people as well, mainly because my mouth tends to engage before my brain, and that has decreased somewhat.
Yes.
But sometimes it is important to speak up and to speak your truth, because when you're speaking your truth, you're then identifying with yourself.
You are.
And your wholeness and who you are.
Yeah. Because if you can't speak your truth, how can you speak it to anybody else?
Exactly.
You've got to trust yourself first and foremost.
Yeah. And the first thing is acceptance.
Yeah.
That's what I learned, is accepting this is how I am and this is where I am. And then through acceptance comes change.
Oh, my God.
But until you will never never have long-term change in life until you actually accept who you are and where you are. And that can be hard sometimes, right? Because it's actually acknowledging the yucking and the, you know, those dark corners that you don't want anyone to look in, and you struggle to look in yourself.
Yeah.
But when you just accept it, one is the power goes, because, you know, by accepting it, it dissolves.
It totally does.
And the impact that it has dissolves. But then it allows you to change, because you can move forward. You're not stuck. You're not being anchored by something else.
I look back with hindsight and I see how many years of my life have I wasted worrying about upsetting other people, worrying about doing, saying or speaking words that's going to trigger somebody off in a tantrum. But now I'm like, yeah, okay.
Yeah. And the reality of situations like that is you're worrying and they're not.
Exactly.
You know, and it wouldn't matter what you say, how you know, what you do or how you do it.
Yeah.
They'll find something to react to.
Of course they will.
They'll find something to criticise you about.
Of course they will.
So just leave them.
And if it's not you, it'll be politics.
Oh, exactly. Politics and religion, right? They're always two things that, two subjects that are connected, you know, I have a strong connection to, but also, you know, they're very, you know, diversive and they, you know, they create conflict.
I tell you what we haven't spoken about yet, Corey. How do people connect with you? If somebody wants to work with you, how is the best way
social,
to connect
you know,
with
so
you?
There's social media. So Corey Haddock, CORIEHADDOCK on Facebook.
Yeah.
I have a YouTube page, which is the Small Village Wizard.
Yes.
And so they can connect with me either, you know, that way. You know, there's email, so just Corey Haddock @gmail.com.
Yep.
Or, you know, they can reach out to you and you can pass on my contact details.
Absolutely, I will do that. And I will totally link that onto my Love Carers Facebook page as
beautiful,
well.
Beautiful.
And so anybody who wishes to connect with you, Corey, you're going to have an influx now. You know that. You're going to be, oh, my God, my email's so full.
Oh, no, that's fine. You know, that's fine. I have no problem with that.
Cool. Hey, well, we're going to end the show right here. Thank you so much again for your company. It's been amazing to chat with you.
Not a problem. Thank you. Thank you. Really appreciated just that time to, you know, get things out and do a bit of talking.
Absolutely. I can talk.
So.
Right. Love you.
Much
love. You lots.
Namaste.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to this episode. For more information and others just like this, head along to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.
This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.